Hello? Oh, hey. You're driving, aren't you? You'd better be using the hands-free thing. Good, good. I know I worry about everything. One of us has to, and since you don't worry about anything, that means it has to be me. Yes, indeed. It is a heavy burden to bear. So, you're on your way. Awesome. I'm looking forward to our Easter date. See you soon.
There you are. Come on in. Are you ready for the big surprise I planned and took forever to set up? Not that I'm bitter about how long the prep took or anything. Well, the prep didn't take that long, but the planning was a whole process, so I really hope you like it. I have a bit of an Easter egg scavenger hunt set up for you. I think you'll really like the prize at the end. If you find all the eggs. How many eggs are there? 6 eggs. Because we've been seeing each other since you came into the maid cafe last year on this same day. It's not just a holiday. Today's our anniversary, too. I know I should have done 12 eggs, one for each month, but you know I'm not patient enough for that, so 1 egg for every 2 months we've been together. I knew I had to plan something special to show you how much I appreciate having you back in my life, and how much you mean to me. And because I love you, I'll even make things easier for you and give you the first one. But you have to give me something first. Do I really need to spell it out for you? Kiss me, you dork. Can I ask for more than just one? You taste so damn good, baby. Fine, fine. I suppose you'll never get to the egg hunt if I stay in your arms like this, huh? All right, then. Go on. Get. Here's your first egg. Pop it open and follow the clue. What's it say? Frosty, huh? Whatever could that mean, I wonder. Ooh, you found egg number 2 in the freezer. And yes, I had to make the one in there blue. What gets wetter as it dries? That's what's inside this egg. A riddle to get the gears in your brain turning. A towel is indeed the answer. But where could the towel be? Aw, you're right. Has to be in the bathroom because the bathroom seam is blue like the egg in the freezer. You're too smart for your own good, you know. What conundrum does the yellow egg number 3 present? Jess's favorite place to be is... Oh, you just grabbed my wrist and you're going to take me there with you. All right. The big window seat that overlooks the backyard, where the sun shines in and warms the whole room. It's almost like you know your bunny girl really well or something. Here, let me grab number 4 and hand it to you. Yep, this one is orange. Careful! I know it's just plastic, but you almost dropped it. My hand feels really hot. Does it? I mean, I feel a bit warmer than usual, but I didn't think it would register that much to you. Thought I was imagining it getting kind of stuffy in here. No biggie for now. Open it, open it, open it. There we go. What's this one say? As I was walking up the blank, I met a man who wasn't there. Right, to the stairs. There's number 5, right at the top. This one's green. The quote inside it says, "The Paula Abdul song we danced to at that 80s themed party." Mm-hmm. Straight up now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? If the answer to that question is yes, then the last egg is in the bedroom. I know there are rows of light lilac-colored rose petals leading right to that purple egg in the middle of the bed. You know I suck at being subtle. Phew, did I just get a hot flash? I'm way too young for that, right? Right. Go ahead, open up the last one. Mm-hmm. There's a pair of rings in there. One for you and one for me. Promise rings, if you will. I just wanted to make a promise to you that even if we aren't together forever, I will spend every day making you feel like it's the first day and the best day of our relationship. I don't want things to fade or get routine or boring. I want you to always feel special because you mean the world to me, baby. So, will you wear these rings with me? You're amazing. Sorry, I just kind of pounced on you. I couldn't really resist. Here, let me put the ring on you. And here's mine too. They make a pretty pair, don't they? Just like us. Ooh, stroking around near my tail, huh? Naughty, naughty. Your hands on my hips feel so good. Touch me more, please. Yes. Just like that. Gods, why am I kidding so? Oh, shit. Baby, I am so sorry. With the time of year it is, I think I'm starting my heat cycle. I haven't had a long-term partner during this in, well, ever, honestly. So you might want to stay extra hydrated the next few days, because I am so ravenous for you that this itch under my skin won't go away until we've both been satisfied. You don't have to go to work for a few days anyway, right? So the timing is positively perfect. Hey everyone, Dark here. Thank you very much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this sequel to last year's Bunny Girl audio. If you haven't watched that already, there will have been a card that popped up toward the beginning of this video, and it will be linked down below in the description. If you are interested in hearing the spicy continuation of the rest of this, it will be posted up over on Patreon tomorrow, because I have to finish up a commission for someone this evening before I can throw that up there for you. And speaking of Patreon, here is the Patreon shout out for all of my patrons at the $10 level and above. Thank you to Cubay, Ampershim, Austin Karstens, Chase Connor, Dylan Vatalato, Kyle Cosciante, I think I said it right this time, Farron, Quadro K, Ramsey 911, and Stygian Marks. All of the rest of the patrons will be rolling by in a wonderful marquee like end credits on a film, because if it wasn't for the support of all of these wonderful people, I would not have the time or resources to continue doing this. So thank you so much to everyone yet again. I have big plans for lots more content coming your way this month. Don't forget to drop a like on the video, subscribe if you haven't already, and I will catch you guys in the next one. Thank you so much, everyone.